It's Michael Patrick Shields. Think about something a little more beautiful now, if we can. Art and the world of art, which is very subjective, isn't it, really? That's what we're going to talk about right now.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you.
An art critic for the New York Times is arguing that it's time to take down the iconic Mona Lisa, the portrait there in the Louvre Museum in Paris. And people are, as you might imagine, curious about it and outraged by the mere thought of it. Albert Scaglione, the founder and CEO of Park West Gallery, which is right there in Farmington, Michigan, on Northwestern Highway, and one of the most foremost art experts in the world, and with a display there, which you're welcome to go and visit and see his museum. He's on our AT&T line. Thank you for being here.
Welcome. You're welcome.
I think people, it's interesting in the art world when you say Mona Lisa, even in general society, it's a piece of art that everybody can picture in their head. How did that happen?
How did that happen? That's first of all, that has to do with the take down the Mona Lisa. It's a bit on the absurd side. 10 million people a year go to the Louvre, and most of them go to see the Mona Lisa. And the new Mona Lisa exhibition, that Mona Lisa Da Vinci exhibition, they're anticipating crowds of 7,000 and then 30,000 for the Mona Lisa, so four times as many. And they're keeping the Mona Lisa separated because if they didn't, it would choke out the other exhibition. Why the Mona Lisa? Because Da Vinci did something revolutionary at the time, unbelievably revolutionary. Da Vinci took a woman, purported to be a wealthy silk trader's wife, but nonetheless, she was his model, and he paid her, and he painted what he wanted. And he picked her because he knew that face. But he didn't paint her as she was. He wasn't being paid for that portrait like Rembrandt was, like other artists were, even in a later date. He wasn't being paid for the portrait. He painted it for him. And as a result of that, it was earthbreaking. Even The Last Supper is that way. He painted it for him. He didn't paint it to depict reality or emotion or your feeling. He painted it because in his blood, in his gut, in his DNA, he knew. And as they took the painting apart microscopically and very sub-microscopically, they found little lines and little things that other artists had never used and still don't use that created subtle shades and things and backgrounds. So the Mona Lisa is a shock. It's a shock. It's a shock to society, to civilization. It was a revolution in art, and it remains that way. It's that simple.
I've been lucky enough to do it, but describe what it's like for people who do, as you say, go to the Louvre to see the Mona Lisa.
Well, I tell you what, it's pretty good now. I'll tell you why.
Is it?
First of all, you're not going to be there for long seconds. You're going to wait a half an hour to get through it. Then you're going to see the other exhibition. But you'll also see a virtual reality Mona Lisa, which might even be better than the real thing. It gets into how it was painted, it gets into the underlying part. You get a really great look. By the way, the new way they're looking at the Mona Lisa is much better than the old. It's on a dark blue, which is really nice, instead of the yellow it was on. It has a new specially made plastic glass they use, which is beautifully getting the light through. And I've seen it a number of times, like going back 4 years when there was nothing to protect it. And I could stay there and watch it. And quite frankly, you know, you get bored looking at it and say, okay, I've looked at it long enough. Well, those days are long gone. You know, I've been to the Louvre many, many, many times. But it's a good experience. Even now, it's a good experience. And when people go to Paris, one of the, you know, the Louvre is on your bucket list and the Mona Lisa is on your bucket list. And it's 10 million a year going there. So it's well worth the experience.
Does it maybe, as this critic suggested, deserve its own space? That
it does that. It does that. But should it be out of the Louvre? Well, that's, you know, who knows? Who knows? I think that's wrong. I think it brings people in. That's the main attraction. Many don't see much beyond the Mona Lisa, but many do. Many, many, many do. So for the Louvre, it's like taking it's ridiculous. In fact, it's never going to happen. It's not. It's something. Think about this. Imagine you had a billboard everybody would want to look at, and everybody driving by had to look at it, and you want to get 30,000 people an hour to look at it. Well, how long do you think you'd look at it, and how long do you think you'd have to wait to get there? there'd be all kinds of lines. If it was well engineered, I think they brilliantly engineered it to get as many people through. They've had that experience over time. The French are extremely good engineers. They did a lot of study on this. They put a lot of work in it. And there are contrarian articles, by the way. They're contrary because obviously I prepare to be on your show and I was already reading this. But in any event, the contrarian article is talking about how good a job they did, how wonderful an experience it is. So there really is that as well.
It's not a large painting, is it?
No. It's tiny. It's like, 8 by 10 inches kind of thing. And it's on a panel of wood and it's split at the top. So it's a bit, wow, is that what they're talking about? But, it's the real deal. I mean, the Mona Lisa is the Mona Lisa. And I can tell you, I've had the joy over my life to have a lot of time on these eyes looking at it face to face. So it is that kind of a shocking experience. You walk around the rest of the paintings and nothing ever looks like it again. Nothing ever experiences it like it again. You can look at Titian and you can look at this one and that one and all the great paintings they talk about. But when you get to Da Vinci, he was a revolutionary, remember. Da Vinci was a guy who designed parachutes and airplanes and tanks and all kinds of things. I remember years ago going to my friend Houthakker in Amsterdam when you could still buy a Da Vinci drawing for thousands of dollars. And, of course, those days are long gone. You can't find them anymore anywhere. But I've had the good pleasure in this business I've been in to have a good look at Da Vinci. And he just was this brilliant revolutionary genius, but yet who was kind of a... how do I put it? He was a businessman. He was a guy who had money. The king of France wanted him, and there's a whole thing in the Italian government and the French government for this exhibition. Boy, were they dueling! The Italians almost didn't let any of their paintings go because they thought they were going to steal the thunder at the 500th anniversary of Da Vinci because he's Italian, not French.
Drop in and see Albert Scaglione at Park West Gallery on Northwestern Highway in Southfield for more fascination and inspiration.
Time to harvest heaps of prizes.
I just want to celebrate another day.
It's Fire Keepers Raking Up the Riches giveaway Saturday, November 30th. 21 guaranteed winners will share $200,000 in prizes, including the grand prize of $20,000 cash and $20,000 in Red Hot credits. Start raking up the riches beginning at 2 p.m. You could be one of 8 winners to score $4,000 in cash and prizes. The prizes keep piling up every 2 hours through 8 p.m., with winners capturing bigger prize amounts. Then at 10 p.m., it's the grand prize drawing, where one lucky winner rakes up $40,000 in cash and prizes. Fall into winning at Fire Keepers on November 30th with the $200,000 Raking Up the Riches giveaway. Fire Keepers, the best promotions, the biggest guaranteed prizes. Time to get your Vegas on at Fire Keepers Casino Hotel. I-94 to exit 104 in Battle Creek. Management reserves all rights.
We're living in a day and age when it's never been easier to access information or get your questions answered. And personally, I love it. I'm always looking up stuff online and trying to learn new things, especially when it comes to my health. And now, thanks to our friends at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, healthy living just got easier. I already use the Blue Cross mobile app all the time to access my health insurance coverage information. But now, with the new My Blue skill for Amazon Alexa, I can access a variety of health and wellness information using only the sound of my voice. I can say things like, Alexa, ask My Blue what are preventative services, or Alexa, ask My Blue for a quick workout. And you can do it too. Everybody with an Alexa-enabled device, all you have to do is open your Alexa app and enable the My Blue skill, that's M-I Blue. Then say, Alexa, open My Blue. The My Blue skill for Amazon Alexa, just one more way Blue Cross is constantly working to connect everyone in Michigan to their health.